Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Can We Help You, your non-professional advice podcast. My name is Franco and it's not my turn to read the intro. Think of us as the big... Oh, yeah, go on. Sash, who are you?
I'm Sasha.
Sorry, I should have left a space for you.
It's fine.
You can think of us as the big brother and sister you never had or wanted. We're here to help you with all advice, big questions, debates, hot topics, big and small. Hello.
It's not my turn. Why isn't it your turn? I did it last time.
Because I did it last time.
Oh, did you?
The turns don't, it's not turns, it's just someone does it.
Yeah, but we have to try and keep it at some sort of regular rotation. Otherwise someone will end up doing it for weeks
exactly.
On end.
We should be taking turns.
We should be. I agree. All right, Jack, you're next.
All right, I'll do it next. And then Sash, and then we'll do the loop-de-loop again.
Loop-de-loop.
Round and round.
Round and round. Hey, thank you to the people who sent their questions. We got a few. We still need more, though. So I want to start today by reminding our listeners that it is an obligation of your listenership to send a question. Actually, Jax, have our numbers gone down since we made this rule? I wonder if people are pissed off that we're now asking for something in return for them listening to the podcast.
Yeah, they're like,
fuck this. Like,
if you're going to expect something from me, I'm not going to listen.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's the rule. Like you can choose not to ask a question. That's fine, but please stop listening.
Yeah, I know, but
that's the rule.
The whole point of podcasts is for people to listen to you. There's no point if we're just talking to ourselves.
Yeah, we want people to listen.
Yeah.
So, we also want people to send questions in. So,
and a reminder, if you've forgotten or you're new here, I doubt it, but if you are new here, you can send us questions on our website, canwehelpyoupodcast.com. It's the easiest way. Otherwise, you can send us a message on social media at canwehelpyoupodcast. Actually, something else that came through this week, we found out that we don't need Franco anymore.
Oh
thank God.
That's right.
I mean, oh, what? Oh, no.
Yeah. We haven't spoken about this yet. Our thing that our machine, our what is this? A platform? Our online recording system has made Franco redundant.
Yep.
It auto selects video clips and cut. Well, it doesn't actually really do any editing. It just lays all the videos on top of each other and puts in a transcript. But it does it automatically. And so, in theory,
it's a hell of a lot better than I did.
In theory, we can start posting socials videos again.
We should.
This is another example of AI taking people's jobs, isn't it? Franco, what's going to be your purpose?
Franco's job.
There would now be a program you can run like wedding footage through and it'll turn it into a video and they won't need anyone to do it.
Well, no, they'll need someone to run it through the program.
Oh, yeah, but that's,
so I've been using AI a lot in my job and things are getting easier at the moment. I can do my job quicker. It hasn't gotten to the point where I'm replaced, I guess. But, you know, any second now.
Here's a question. You say that your work has gotten easier and quicker.
Yep.
You still charging the same fee though, even though you're working less.
Okay. Well, this is a bit of an internal chat, but I recently put my prices up.
Ooh.
So working less, putting your prices up. I see.
Yeah. Look, the world's just getting better, and you know, for everyone in the workforce, until we're out, we're gonna make bank.
All right, make bank.
And who knows when that'll be. We'll be out of here in no time.
Something else I wanted to talk about
creatives.
Before we get into today's main topic. Have you guys been watching the Women's Soccer World Cup? Because let me just say, I have just been having so much fun with this. I was watching, so if you don't know, soccer, football. The Brits will have my head
just
if I
like
call
World
it
Cup,
soccer.
But football, the women's. And for those that don't know, it's being hosted in Australia. That's a big deal.
Yeah, and...
Yeah, I thought it was being hosted in well, I wasn't really sure. I thought maybe it was Sydney, but then I realised that it was everywhere.
It's kind of everywhere, yeah.
And New Zealand. Australia and New Zealand.
And New Zealand, yeah. 8 different cities or something. Mm.
And I was watching... It wasn't even a Matildas game. It was like... Oh, God. I don't know. I can't remember what game it was, but it was a couple of teams and it was sold out. And I was like, if you had told me 5 years ago that it was the round of 16, so it wasn't a final or a semifinal or even a quarterfinal, you told me that women would be selling out 80,000 seat stadiums for soccer in Australia, I wouldn't have believed it. It's just been so great to see. I know. Shane is a big soccer/football head. He's always watching the Premier League. We're going to London in a month specifically to go see a Premier League game. We've put everything else around that. And, you know, so I come home from work or when he gets home, he starts watching, you know, the Premier League games that he's missed overnight and da-da-da. And he's been doing it with the women's soccer and it just warms the cold cockles of my heart to see a man coming home from work and putting on women's football and on his phone watching it. I'm just like, this is just the fucking best thing ever. I just wish I could have gotten along to
great.
A game because it's like almost impossible to get tickets, which is
good
another
luck.
Cool
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, getting tickets is not going to happen.
Yeah.
If I was in Australia, I would definitely want to go.
Mm.
The problem I have here is that it's – like, and I knew that it was coming and then I realised that it was happening in Australia, which I didn't realise because obviously I'm not in Australia. And so I'm sure there's been a lot of hype and press surrounding it for basically all year.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I didn't realise. And then I realised it was in Australia and I was like, sick, I'm going to watch this. This is going to be fun. Every single fucking game is on at like 2 a.m. for me, 3 a.m., 3:30 a.m. And so I can't. And then the problem is because it's at 3 a.m., by the time I wake up, I see the results and I'm like, well, there's no point watching that now.
That's an art form to be able to avoid spoilers for sporting games because I do it a lot.
For sports in general.
Because I'm a rugby fan and we play in the Northern Hemisphere quite a bit and the World Cup's coming up for rugby union. It's going to be in France. And, you can't go on your phone. You can't go on – if you follow the team in any sort of sense, you cannot check – you cannot go on your phone pretty much. You can't go on Facebook or Insta if you follow them or even Reddit. Reddit, the fucking threads come up. Usually they're spoiler-free, but it is an art form. You've got to be committed and you've got to – on Saturday I was trying to avoid a spoiler for a game because it was on at 12:30 and I was out and I was going to go and watch it at night. And – I kept like going to pick up my phone, like, you know how we just do it all the time when you know the conversation stalled
or you do it without even thinking.
You just pick it up and you open whatever app you open and then you're just like, oh fuck. It's just like such a reflex.
Sometimes it just comes
almost.
Up as like an ad or a sponsored post and you're like, I was planning on watching this, but so that's my problem is I would love to watch a game, but it's in the wrong time for me and I get it spoiled every single time.
Well, this weekend, actually today, when this comes out, we're recording, obviously we record a couple of days early.
The day this comes out.
Yep. The Matildas will be playing France in the quarterfinals. Jax, it's on at 5 p.m. our time, so it's probably just as you've gone to bed.
Oh,
but it's Saturday,
right.
So you get up on Saturday, and just as you're plodding around the house on Saturday morning, just chuck it on. Just chuck it on your telly or on your phone and have a little gander.
You know, Yeah, you know what? It's I think 5 p.m. is about midnight on. So if your 5 p.m. would be about my midnight on Friday night, mm-hmm. so I might be able to manage that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and it's not like you're watching the tennis or the cricket. Like you know, it's going to be a relatively short game, and then you'll be able to go to bed afterwards.
Kind of like,
yeah,
is that? I mean, cricket I can't do because it's so long anyway. But the tennis. Like I kind of hate not knowing how long it's going to go for, and I'm like,
I really like staying up like stupidly late for Wimbledon, though. That is the one sport that I will just like completely ruin my sleep.
The thing is, it's not bad when it like if a tennis match starts at like 7 and then like goes into the night, and it's like the final, like the men's or the women's final, and then like this is a sick game. It's like 2 a.m. and you're like, whoa! It's when it starts at like. Midnight or 1 a.m. and you're like,
do you know what I reckon,
this is
going to
go on for so long.
I reckon it's worse when they start at like 4 or 5 because it's like you can't go back to bed after that. Whereas if it starts at midnight and then it goes for what? How long can a tennis match go for? 3 hours? Like,
oh well, I think it was 5 hours was the men's final in Wimbledon.
Five hours
and something.
Okay,
I'm not staying up that long.
Yeah, you also can't go back to bed. I don't know though. Yeah, the worst is when you click on a replay of a game. For soccer, for football, and you see that it's super long, which means you know it goes to penalty shootouts, and you're like, fuck, man, I know I'm going to have to sit through this game that's going to end with nothing. Do I even bother watching it? But anyway, I don't think
I've ever actually enjoyed watching a recorded sport. I can't do it. There's just too many spoilers around. You know, just even the bar on the bottom, you know how long is left on certain sports. That's a spoiler. Yeah, no, I can't do it. I'll happily get up, like for the Men's World Cup, I got up at, you know, 6 a.m., went down to the pub, watched the game.
How many people
can't do
were
it recorded.
There? It would have been busy, hey, actually.
For the men's or for the women's?
Well, for the men's, you haven't had to get up for the women's. So for the men's at 6 a.m.
No, but I've been out. Yeah, so I went to a live music venue, like a place that usually has concerts, and they've covered the stage with a screen. I don't know if it was something to do with licensing laws or something, but they didn't have the requirement to have security at the venue like they normally would.
Right.
Or maybe there was like one or two guards or something like that. So I got there. I was running late, so I got there at 6 a.m. as the game was starting. And I literally needed to fight my way up the stairs just to get into the venue.
Oh my gosh.
Was literally so full that you couldn't get into the building.
Holy
and this
crap.
Is a place that usually holds like 200 or 300 people.
Oh my God.
So there would have been maybe 500 in there.
Actually, I remember because I was, because it was towards the end of last year, wasn't it? The Men's World Cup. And I was getting into work at 4 a.m. and I was getting in one morning and it was, four-ish. And I could hear all this noise, like people. And it was like a Tuesday morning, like it was just a nothing day. I'm like, what is that noise? And I realized it was all the fans at the sports bar across the road at 5 a.m. in the CBD mm-hmm. who would come out to watch the bloody Men's World Cup game. That was fun.
And that's the thing is you need to know the right place to go because everyone's just going to go to the same place so that the vibe is high at, 6 in the morning.
Well, I just wanted to bring that up and say, go the Tillies. Get it done, girls.
Go the Tillies. Is that what we're saying? Go the Tillies?
Yeah.
Is that the thing?
The Tillies.
Tillies.
Matildas, the
you
Tillies.
You haven't seen all the Matildas scarves just hovering around Australia and it's a really
big
deal here.
I'd love to. I wish I was there, but unfortunately I'm not.
No, you're not. Mm. I know America got knocked out, so there's no vibe over there. They wouldn't care anymore.
No, exactly. No, America doesn't care about soccer. I mean, not really.
You've got those like Australian kind of expat pubs, right? Surely you can rock up to one of those at 3 a.m. and get involved.
There's British pubs, but there's not really a lot of Australian pubs, which is really annoying to me because I would love some Australian. Like, I would like sometimes just absolutely adore a chicken parma, but you can't get it because there's no Australian pubs, only British ones.
Do you?
You can't get a chicken parma. Oh my God.
Is parmy not a thing?
I'm so sorry.
Americans eat chicken parm, they call it chicken parm. It's not the same as ours.
I have definitely watched American
good,
recipe
different.
Like videos of that meal.
Yeah.
I don't know what they called it, but it exists.
You can get a chicken parm at some places. It's not popular like a parma is. And also it's just sort of more Italian-y. You don't get the whole, you know, like a proper parma with like really thin schnitty and some ham and some like clearly tinned sauce and just stack it on the mozz cheese. Too Italian. So, you know, I really sometimes just crave a real Aussie style parma. Can't really get that here.
What else do you miss? Do you miss much else, or is that
occasionally,
it?
Occasionally.
Just chicken parm.
Occasionally fish and chips. Because, you know, you can't really – things, again, you can get British-style fish and chips. You can't get Aussie-style fish and chips. Mm. There's no fish and chip shops, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That blows my mind that you are, like, in a city that is on the water and that is not an option for you.
That's all you can eat in Australian seaside places, like particularly smaller towns. It's just fish
and
chips.
That makes up half of my diet.
Good tacos, though. But you know, the other thing that I really sometimes just miss is grilled. Sometimes I just feel like a grilled burger.
What? Of you all know? The, like, you're in LA. It's not like there's a shortage of great burger options in LA.
It's just, I get it. It's just a certain thing about that taste. Like for me, I'm going through a real schnitz phase at the moment. And if I had to move to America, like, it's just a rack with chicken schnitzel. You can make it at home. It's simple, but there's just something about it.
It's just something about it. And you can get great burgers here. You can get great chicken here. You get all sorts of great stuff here. But just every now and then, you feel like a bloody grilled burger with some herb fries and a little, what do they call the mayo? The herb mayo.
Yeah, the herb mayo is legit. You know? I do like their herb mayo.
Yeah. Every now and then. Yeah, I mean, you can get great stuff here, but every now and then you just want a little grilled burger.
I found so when we last went to Europe, what was it, 5 weeks? It wasn't even that long. Like, it's a long time for a holiday, but I mean, like, you know, it's 5 weeks. But halfway through, I just missed Australian breakfast. You cannot get good bacon and eggs in Europe anywhere.
Right. You mean like a cafe breakfast?
Cafe breakfast. Like going out and getting Eggs Benedict or, you know, just.
No one does brunch like Australia.
Oh, mate.
Going to a cafe for breakfast, especially with friends, is just not a thing that's done in other countries, is it?
It doesn't feel like. In Spain, they don't even eat breakfast.
Not to the same way.
Apparently. You don't. Breakfast isn't a thing in Spain because I've been doing my research.
Like in Italy, lunch is like the big meal of the day.
Yeah.
And that's like a lot of European countries.
A lot of European countries just do the pastry thing, you know, breakfast pastries.
Pastry and a coffee.
I mean, here you can go to a diner and you can get breakfast. Which, you know, is fine, but it's not an Aussie brunch. Mm-mm. There are a couple of Aussie cafes which do, I mean, they do a bit of, you know, they do sort of like might do a brekkie roll or, you know, some kind of bacon and eggs. But that's the other thing is sometimes you just miss a real Aussie style brunch.
Mm, I know. Yeah. Can't be beaten. Yeah. Can't be beaten. All right.
Can't be beaten.
We've devolved. We've gone all over the world. In this conversation,
all over
we've got
and
a special.
Somehow ended up back on food.
Always,
what a surprise!
Now we are about to do something that we haven't done for a while.
Hold up! What was that? Boring, no flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay. We're doing a... Master Debater. Because we've had one come through. You've pulled through for us, Ronnie's.
Thank you very much, Ronnie.
We've said, we take on your questions, life's biggest questions and smallest questions, and we throw them around in our little advice squares.
That's not part of the script. I don't know why you keep saying we throw these questions. We don't do that. There is
we speak
no
them into the
advice
ether.
Sphere. That's not a thing.
But the other thing we take is red flags, hot topics, and your master debaters. And this week we got a master debater through from Ronnie, who's clearly needing some help with choosing where to live.
Now, see, the only thing is that I feel like with Master Debater, you almost want someone to have to argue something that they don't believe in. Remember we did Aliens or something and I was like, fuck, there's something like that where I didn't.
UFOs.
And it makes it, it's kind of like an extra layer of challenge to get someone who doesn't believe in something. Now, I don't know what the
question
here, is.
Because it has been a while for our listeners, but the challenge is the best person at debating. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're right or wrong. It's just whatever the points you put forward, you're trying to be the most convincing out of the master debaters.
That's right.
Yes.
Who's the best debater?
Each person gets a 45-second timer to make their case, and then the third party, whoever is not partaking in the arguing or the debating, the master debating, adjudicates and decides who won.
All right. Who's going to do it? I'll do it. I'm happy to do it if you want. Does anyone want to adjudicate?
I'd be happy to adjudicate. I like kind of picking your arguments to pieces.
All right. Well, I reckon Franco has to choose who argues which side for this. So should we ask what the question is?
Sure.
Get the two sides and then Franco decides.
The master debater topic today is one, living in a city close to workplace in CBD with no pets. Or two, going further out so you can afford a yard and have a dog but have a long commute to work.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, you guys are both kind of in the commute to work. Actually, no, you work a lot from home, Jax, don't you?
I work a lot from home.
Okay, so I'm going to give the inner city no pets argument to Sash because I know that that will be a bit difficult and... and Jax, you can take living out in the a little bit further away and the commute.
All right.
Because the commute is not something that you do.
All right. Well, who's up first?
Let's toss a coin. How about that? Oh, let's keep it fair.
Who has a fucking coin? Who has coins these days?
Sash, you are tails. Ready?
Oh,
flipping the coin and...
He's doing a computer.
Tails it is.
So I'm going first.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was a real coin. So Sasha's going first. And I don't want you to have too much time to prepare. So let's get into
it. Sasha.
Wait, what's my argument?
40 seconds on
the
clock.
I'm saying we should live.
You're going to argue for living right in the middle of the city in a big high-rise apartment. Not allowed to have pets, but that's okay because you're right next to work.
Okay. And here we go.
I'm really lucky where I work that I am surrounded by incredible restaurants. There's theatre, there's bars, there's pubs, there's beautiful parks. The Sydney CBD is such a great place and it's not alone. Why would you want to live anywhere else but where all the action is? The beauty of apartments these days is they're quiet up high. You're up high, but you can't hear the noise of the traffic. You can't hear the noise of the people. You get to enjoy the beautiful peace of the high sky and you get to look out over the city and think, man, I live here. I live in the city. I'm a part of this city. Who needs a pet? Who needs a yard? Shut up, Jax. Who needs anything? Thing when you have all the amazing offerings of the city in your doorstep.
Oh, wow. Whew. There was a lot there. That was good.
Thank you.
That was very impassioned.
And Jax,
like
can you not talk over the top of people doing their debate? You have to be quiet. I think that should be demerits.
We'll hear Jax's argument and then we'll come into the finer. If we need to, you know, deduct points, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll just talk over the
top. All right, here we go. 40 seconds. Living further out with a longer commute but having a dog and a yard. Here we go. So here's the thing, right? Who cares about the commute to work? You've got the big house. You've got so much room for all your activities. You've got the yard where your dog and potentially maybe kids one day can run around and play. You have... You know, I mean, in a suburb, you've probably still got, you know, restaurants and stuff like that
you
can probably even walk to. But you've got the extra, you know, you've got that little backyard or big backyard probably where your dog can frolic in the grass. You don't have to, you know, the thing if you're in a CBD apartment on a high rise, your dog needs to piss. Oh, no, you can't have pets. You can't have pets at all. So you have no company, you have no buddies. That's it.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Not a lot of time, I tell you what.
No,
I got way more
in. Time.
All you said was a yard and playing. That's it. You didn't give me any other benefits.
Well, it's true.
You gave me nothing.
It's true.
Absolutely nothing.
So Let's start with Sasha's argument, which was, I think, of the two, very wide-ranging. You talked about a lot of different aspects of the city. You made me want to live in the city for a range of different reasons. Yeah, high in the sky,
but also the
restaurants and the bars. Felt like I was in the city when you were explaining your point.
Thank you.
You really put me in there, and I did like that little throwaway line of who needs a pet. And that's all you mentioned about the other side. You didn't even need to go into it. See, when Jax argued, you've still got some restaurants. That really took me out of it. See that?
But you do.
Yeah, but that's not what you're talking about. What you're saying is, I know I really like the city, but you know, there's kind of some of the city.
There's an Outback Steakhouse nearby.
You've got no buddies. No buddies. No pets.
Yeah, but you really should have gone harder on that. You should have been pointing out why it's so bad to be in the city, because you can't have a pet. But you did mention grass and room for activities many times. Yep. I'm trying to think of what else there was. Actually, there
Nothing.
Was grass, there was room for activities, there
kids.
Was room for activities, and there was grass.
Yeah, being able to kids, have kids. Kids that was probably the only kids. And some restaurants maybe.
Some restaurants, but even the restaurants kind of it filled me with like this sense that you regret moving out to the country because you want to be around the restaurants.
Yep.
It pulled me back to the city, to be honest.
You're trying to convince yourself.
It was a little bit of a Look, I'm going to have to give this one to Sash, and that's even without deducting the points for talking over each other. Which, to be fair,
Franco's
you both did.
Rigged. Franco's biased. Biased towards the city.
Sash did have the point that I agreed with, but she just argued it better. I don't know what to tell you.
I wasn't
whatever.
I wasn't public speaking champion in year six for nothing. I was. I loved debating. I miss debating. Can adults join a debate club?
I think adults would love to be master debaters. Personally, I think there's nothing wrong with being a master debater as an adult. I'm sure many adults love to master debate personally.
I think it's just called becoming a lawyer when you're an adult. I don't know if there's official clubs you can go to past, you know, just making it your career.
Surely there's adult debate clubs. I'll have to go have a look. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
if
we'll go
you, dear listener, are sitting here going, I've got something else I want them to debate, send it through. We will debate it. Also, if you have something where you're like, is that a red flag? You can send that through too and we'll talk about that. If you have rapid fires, send them through. Give us a this that. We'll debate that. Well, not debate. We'll discuss that.
We'll rapidly talk about it. And if you want to talk to us about an adult master debating club, we'll also happily hear about that too. Hit us up. Can We Help You Podcast or canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Well, that's it for this week. I mean, this day.
One day we'll get that.
That's it for now.
That's all for now.
That's it for now. That's all. Bye for now.
Oh, that's it.
You got to remind people where to send things.
I already did it. I said just before we came into this outro, I said you can hit us up at canwehelpyoupodcast.com. I literally just said it.
You cut out.
It's been a hell of a record for us because you, the listeners hopefully won't be able to hear any of this, but Jax is just cutting in and out and in and out, and he'll say half a word and we just have to assume the rest of it.
It's
so I'm sure you said it at some point.
Don't give away our secrets.
Yeah, look, we're all in the same room and we can all hear each other fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had a coin that we definitely tossed to decide who would go first.
Yes.
Hey, stop talking about tossing.
Let's go.
Okay.
See you soon. See you in a few days.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh.
Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.